Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In the course of my some 40 years in various capacities, waging, observing, supporting our efforts in that war, there are a few men that I have encountered whom I've admired more and who I've had the privilege of working with more closely than our guest for this full edition of Secure Freedom Radio. He is Admiral James Ace Lyons. He is these days the president and CEO of Lyons Associates, but he has been spending much of his time, both in that role and others, including as the chairman of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee, building on a distinguished career of military service in the United States Navy, spanning some 36 years. He has risen through the ranks from an able-bodied seaman to a four-star Navy admiral, and has been an extraordinarily active contributor to the public policy debate about our national security through, among other things, his publications at the Washington Times. He's a frequent guest here at Secure Freedom Radio, and it's always a privilege when we have a chance to catch up with him, especially when we can do so at length. Admiral Lyons, it is terrific to have a chance to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
It's nice to be with you, Frank, you and your listeners.
Thank you, sir. We have, over the years, spent a lot of time, you and I, talking about a country that is, well, more or less in the forefront of the news these days. That is the Islamic Republic of Iran. Remind us, if you would, sir, briefly, of some of your experiences with the Iranians in the past that could conceivably have, had your advice been taken, prevented us from getting to a point where we seem to find ourselves now at the cusp of a regime that has, since 1979, declared its intent to inflict death to America, having the nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles with which to do just that. Give us a bit of the lay of the land, if you would, sir, as an old seaman.
Well, you know, you have to go back to the Jimmy Carter years, and he was the one who opened up private negotiations with Khomeini and his regime. It was unconscionable what went on then. It ultimately culminated, as you recall, in their takeover of our embassy. And at that time, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff called me up and said, "What can we do?" I said, "I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take Karg Island, which was their main oil exporting depot, and we could have cut off Khomeini at the knees at that time." That option was rejected by the President Carter. And as a result, we're still suffering from that decision to this day. The second major event was the Marine Barracks bombing. And actually, prior to that, the blow up of our embassy in April 1983 in Beirut, Lebanon. And that was followed by the Marine Barracks bombing on October 23rd, 1983, where 241 of our finest military personnel were murdered. That event never had to happen because NSA had a tap on the Iranian ambassador's line in Damascus. And we had the information, and they put it out on the 27th of September, 1983, where the ambassador gave instructions to the terrorist group, the Islamic Amal, which is an element of Hezbollah, to concentrate their attacks on the multinational force, but take a spectacular action against the United States Marines. I never got to see that message until 2 days after the bombing.
So, Admiral, let me just make sure we're clear about this. You're saying that the Iranian ambassador to Syria was intercepted by the National Security Agency, our superb signals intelligence collection outfit, directing a proxy of the Iranian government to take a spectacular action against our multinational forces at the time in Beirut, trying to keep a lid on things. And that translated shortly thereafter into this truck bombing that killed so many of our Marines. What did you do in response to that, sir?
Well, I was called out to CIA by the CIA director, Casey, and asked if they found out who did it, would I make up the plans to take him out? And I said, of course. And actually, those directions from the Iranian ambassador, Frank, were more direct. It was to concentrate their attacks on the multinational force, but specifically to take a spectacular action against the United States Marines. And long story short, they found out who it was, and they were holed up the Islamic Amal in the Sheikh Abdullah barracks above Baalbek, which was the Lebanese army post. We had the planes. I carried the planes over the carriers because I knew the Soviets were reading our communications at the times. And this is before we knew about Walker, who was selling them our codes. In any event, we had the planes loaded. We were ready to go. I had thoroughly briefed the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman. I had briefed the Secretary of Defense. And when the crucial time came, the Secretary of Defense is the one who sabotaged the strike by telling President Reagan that he thought there were Lebanese army troops in those barracks. And of course, the president properly turned to Director Casey and said, Bill, what about that? Well, of course, Bill was not up to speed because he had just come back from a 2-week trip. And he said, go back and sort it out. We went back and sorted it out. No, there were no Lebanese army troops there. We had the planes loaded again. And this time, according to Bud McFarlane, who was the national security advisor, the Secretary of Defense, Weinberger, started waving his arms wildly and said, if we go ahead with the strike, we're going to lose all our Arab friends, et cetera, et cetera. And he threw enough dust in the air, we never could get the execute order out of the president. And we're living with that decision to this day. We could have shut it all down.
You have made this point so well and so often, and I know that it must be a terrible burden on you that what we are confronting now in terms of truly, I believe, if not already, certainly in the very near future, an existential threat to this country might have been avoided. Admiral Lyons, we're talking about Iran at a time when it is not only amassing, it appears, weapons of mass destruction, despite this so-called JCPOA, this agreement, the Obama bomb deal, I call it, that President Obama struck with the Iranians. The President of the United States is supposed to make a decision in the very near future as to whether the deal is being complied with by the Iranians and is in the national security interests of the United States. What are your thoughts on those two questions, sir?
Well, first of all, this deal has never been in the security interests of the United States. It should have been canceled on day one of this administration. Ambassador John Bolton has a very good plan laid out, which goes into great detail on how to cancel this program, and that's what should be done. Decertification and all the rest of it about renegotiating is absolutely nonsense. We're dealing with an evil, evil Khomeini regime with an apocalyptic mindset that thinks when they have a tremendous event in the world. It will bring back the 12th Iman. You can't deal with this mindset. You have to cut it off at the knees.
I'm afraid I have to cut you off for the moment. We've got to take a short break. We'll be right back with much more of Admiral James Ace Lyons, the chairman of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee and former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.